Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Crazy for Jesus, already in progress.
I've never seen this. He said, I don't know what's wrong with it. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, my company is down. You said I could ask for anything. So, Father, I ask you to tell me what's wrong with these boilers now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And he spoke to me just that quick. He said, son, your conscience is contaminated. Dump it. I said, boys, break those unions right there. Those big 2-inch lines coming back from the plant. Left the condensate run on the floor. He said, what are you talking about? I said, don't ask me no questions at this point. Just do what I tell you. See, when God speaks to us, we argue with him. I've learned not to argue with God. When he tells you your condensate's contaminated, dump it. That meant something to me as an engineer. It probably don't mean a thing to you, but it does to me. And so I told them what to do. They dumped the condensate, run it back. I said, now then, let it fill those boilers with fresh water and turn them on. And they did, and just in 15 or 20 minutes, we had dry steam. Everything's working perfect. I said, okay, boys. Now we know we got a heat exchanger leaking somewhere in the plant. I said, you start checking each machine one by one till you find it. When you find it, fix it, and then put everything back online. As you check out a machine and get it all clean and clear, and you got good, clean condensate coming back, I said, reconnect the lines, put them back to the boiler. I walked off, and I walked up front. When I walked up front, the VP come down and met me and said, Thurman, they just tell me that you've already got it fixed. I said, yes, sir, it was quite simple. He said, now, wait a minute, how did these good mechanics and engineers you got down there, how did it take them so long and they couldn't do it and you did it in a few minutes? I said, well, it's real simple. I've learned how to pray. And so I asked God, I asked the Father in Jesus' name to show me what's wrong. And he told me, Pepe. His name was Pepe Pinto. That was a VP's name. He said, Thurman, are you trying to tell me that you hear from God? I said, yes, sir. I hear from God a lot. Oh, I know he just loves me. Mike, I know he just loves me more than he does anybody else. You don't think that's true? No. I love him. Amen. And I seek him. And I call unto him. And he promises to answer me just like he would anybody, wouldn't he, Mike? Amen. If you haven't heard from God lately, you probably hadn't been praying much lately. Because if you ask him about things. But as I worked over those boys, over the next 6-7 years I worked with those guys, our record of incidents, of accidents in the engineering world just went away. They never saw anything like this. Are you amazing? I'm praying for these men in my office every day. I get 2, 3, or 4 of my best leads, and then all the rest of the guys are still all out in the plant somewhere or working on something or somewhere else. But I'm using 3 or 4 of these men praying like Psalms 91. Sometimes I did use Psalms 91, but not all the time. But when I would pray for those men in my office, that when I first started it, the hair would stand up on their neck. Now then, after a year or two of working there, guess what the first thing them boys do every morning? They come to my office and say, Thurman, we're ready to pray. And people say, what did he say? He said, my boss said, we're ready to pray. And boy, when he prays, things happen. So we go to his office every morning and get prayer. That's the first thing we do. Now they're in the cafeteria telling people. In fact, I got to telling the boys, I said, you know, Jesus is a healer too, boys. They said, now what? I said, oh, yeah, he heals. I said, he's been protecting you boys, and you see what he's done. But I said, you know, he is the healer. Okay, Thurman. Oh. Now, we've seen all this other stuff, but this healing stuff, you know, we ain't too sure we believe this stuff. So anyway, one day I thought, well, I said, the Lord will show you boys that he really is the healer one day. So one morning I come in about 7 o'clock, and I went upstairs to the cafeteria to have a bowl of cereal before I went to work. And here was a 65-year-old lady that come walking in the door, and she had her arms all wrapped up. And her name was Edelina. I said, Edelina, what is wrong with you? She said, oh, Thurman. He said, I've got corporal tunnel in both wrists. And I said, well, I said, how about that? I said, what did they say they could do? She said, well, they told me really nothing. They put these things on my sleeves. They could do surgery, but said my age, said I'm 65, and said it probably wouldn't work. So they just said, I'm going to have to just suffer with the pain. I said, how would you like for Jesus to heal you? Now I'm sitting right in the middle of the cafeteria with 50 people in there. How would you like for Jesus to heal you? Now what is wrong with this idiot? Doesn't he know you can't talk about Jesus in a public place? That must be the way we live. So anyway, she said, well, Thurman, I would love for Jesus to heal me. I said, I know you know Jesus. I've talked to you about Jesus. I said, and you love him, don't you? And she said, yes, I do. I said, come over here to my table, girl. I mean, you could have heard a pin drop in this restaurant, in this cafeteria upstairs. She comes walking over to my table. I'm sitting down, eating a bowl of cereal. I mean, I'm real spiritual. God don't care what you're doing. He just wants some faith. So anyway, she come walking up, and I just put my hand, one hand on her arm, where one of them was, had the deal on it. And I raised the other one up like this. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said lay hands on the sick, and they'll get well. So I said, Lord, do a Jesus overhaul on this woman from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he's a faith God. He hears every word you use. So whatever you pray, that's exactly the way he's going to answer it. Don't say, oh, God, please do this or that, or, you know, just, oh, Lord, just heal this carpal tunnel. No, she might have something else wrong with her. And usually most people that don't know how to walk in by faith at 65 has got a whole lot of things wrong with them. Do y'all know that? They never think to ask God. So I just ask the Lord, do a Jesus overhaul on this woman from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Thank you, Lord, it's done in Jesus' name. And I removed my hand. When she did, she said, Thurman, the pain in my wrist went away. It's gone. I said, well, take them things off and throw them away. So she took those sleeves off and threw them down, and she says, my land, this is awesome. And I said, yeah, God's pretty cool, isn't he? Jesus loves to do things for his children. So anyway, I finished my bowl of cereal. I don't think nobody in the room said a word. That's the quietest I'd ever seen in that cafeteria in my life. And I walked out of the place, walked back down to my office, and Dan, one of my leads, he walked down there in a few minutes, and he walked in. I'll never forget how he opened the door and walked in. And it's like he stood at attention. He said, Thurman. I said, yeah, Dan, what's wrong with you today? He said, I know that woman. I've known her for years, and she's not a liar. And I went over and talked to her after you left, and she really did get healed. He said, I know you told us that Jesus was a healer, but he said, I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. I'd never seen any kind of answer to prayer until you started praying. I see all kinds of things happen when you pray. Things happen. God shows us how to do things, but I never seen him heal nobody, but that's my first one. That woman got healed. I said, Dan, the reason nobody ever sees anything because they don't pray. You got to pray. How do I know that? Because I used to be one of those non-praying people. You used to be one of those, didn't you? You know, and most people, even today. Amen. People that go to church. Now, forget it. The church, the people that are not in the church world, they don't ever pray. They don't know how to pray. They're not God's child, so he's not going to answer their prayer anyway, probably. But anyway, whenever you learn that the Lord says, do everything with prayer and thanksgiving. He meant that. Now then, when you realize that that scripture, that you have been given power and authority over the enemy, you know, I mean, I have been in buildings and churches where I'd make a comment about the devil, and the pastor would say, Thurman, please don't anger the devil. I don't want him to show up in my church. I thought, my lands, does this guy, does he realize whose side he's on? But we don't, you know, we really don't. And so, but anyway, whenever I learn scriptures like Luke 10, 19, and 20, you know, we put Luke 10, 19, and 20 up there for you to look at. And here's a good thing for you to meditate on. When you put Luke 10, 19, and 20 up there, it makes some awesome statements, doesn't it? Behold, now this is Jesus talking to you. Behold, I give unto you authority or power to tread on the serpent. Oh, but you know, but the serpent, that's a real serpent on the earth. That's not a devil or a demon. It's either one. It makes no difference. It don't matter whether it's a snake that crawls on the ground or whether it's a demon himself, Satan himself and his demons, which really it's spiritual beings is what he's talking about. So when he says, behold, I give unto you authority or power to trample or tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, rejoice not that these spirits have to be subject to you, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven. How much, according to that scripture, if you believe you're a son or a daughter of God and that Jesus meant what he said, how much power do you have? Well, then that, how much does the little critter have? If he ain't got any, and I got all, and my big brother Jesus is standing right here beside me, when I look down at that little peanut, should I? Oh, that's the devil. Let me mash him under my foot. Do y'all understand where I'm coming from? So why should I be afraid of the devil? You know, there is a wonderful scripture in 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. I want us to look at 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3 and 4, King James Bible. And I want us to look at 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. And then I want somebody to read that to me. Who would read that to me? Kim, okay, read it to me.
But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not.
Wow, okay, now stop and think about that a minute. Really stop and think about it and watch and look at that. Now then, you know, I come into you and I tell you. Let me tell you about Jesus. Somebody said, well, I don't believe in Jesus. Okay, but let me tell you about him anyway. You know, he died on a cross for you. He died on a cross for you. Let me just tell you about him. You know, you just listen, you know, just bear with me. You know, I got this burden and I just want to talk to you about it. You know, Jesus, he died on a cross for you. He rose from the dead after 3 days. You know, I don't believe that nonsense.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Crazy for Jesus, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.